Now you don't have to wait to find out what happened on Thursday, because we'll tell you next on The Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panassa. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers. The overnight low temperatures in the mid-50s. On Friday, cloudy again and a chance of rain. Daytime high temperature in the upper 60s. And on Friday night, mostly cloudy, lows around 40. Topping Thursday's local news, city firefighters were called out on Thursday afternoon to a reported house fire in the 1700 block of Pierce Avenue. No details on the fire, but authorities said it was a working house fire. And first reports indicated that crews were working throughout the home, checking for hot spots after they initially knocked down that fire. No reports of any injuries, cause, or damage was available. And we'll have details on that blaze when we update our news tomorrow afternoon here on Niagara Radio. More news on the way, but a reminder, our news is brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th and Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. They're two locally owned and operated pharmacies that take the time to really care about you. And they get to know you by name, they find out what you need, and they help you get it. They'll even deliver your prescriptions free of charge. And if you'd like that to happen, just call them at 260-1918 and they'll make all the arrangements. Wellness Park at Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls, where you can check out the advantage of going to a locally owned and operated drugstore where they really do care. In other headlines, cleanup is still underway today in areas all around Niagara Falls after thunderstorms tore through the area earlier this week. And that includes a reported tornado that actually touched down near Machias, damaging trees and houses in about a mile path around the town. Here on the Niagara frontier, some roads were closed due to flooding, and several basements were overwhelmed by heavy rains and were flooded. And while those flood stages are reportedly receding today, a flood warning is still in effect for the Tonawanda Creek area of Niagara and Erie counties and will remain in effect until early Friday afternoon. Residents in those areas are advised to monitor your area for possible moderate flooding with rain in the forecast for the next couple of days. At the Burger King on Military Road, a customer unhappy with his order was arrested by Tonawanda Niagara police after he upset workers in the drive-thru of the restaurant. Authorities tell us that Leachy Renford allegedly took his order and threw it back at the attendant through the drive-in window, shouting, "What the F is this?" And authorities tell us because of his actions and due to the fact that Renford was reportedly screaming at the workers that frightened them, police were called and he was charged with harassment and disorderly conduct. He was released on an appearance ticket in the case and was issued a no trespass notice not to return to a Burger King restaurant. Now Renford will get a chance to complain to the judge in Town of Niagara Court about his meal at a date later this month. More headlines on the way, but a reminder, our news is brought to you daily by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair, 523-5911. You know, if you're having a problem with a home appliance, a stove, refrigerator, washer, dryer, any home appliance, not just any repairman will do. You want someone that's honest, that has experience, that's fixed hundreds of appliances, who's local, and who's reasonable. Add that all up, and it takes you to Chris Moore and Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Local, reliable, and reasonable, $35 is his service call, plus parts and labor. You're not going to do better than that, and he comes with 44 years' experience. Next time you need an appliance repairman, call Chris. And to make sure you have the number, put it in your cell phone now, 523-5911. Sheriff deputies are investigating two break-ins on the Davison Road in the town of Lockport. A representative from the Anjo Baseball Club said they went to check on their snack bar before opening up for the season, and they discovered the building had been entered. A cash register inside had been moved, and $6 in change was missing from the register. Then they went to check a storage facility next to the snack bar and found that also was broken into. Missing from that building was a 2015 Polaris ATV. Deputies entering the identification numbers of that machine as stolen found out that ATV was involved in an accident at an earlier date in Lockport and was being held by a tow company. Deputies said they have the name of a juvenile that was involved in that accident, and their investigation into that stolen ATV and the break-ins are continuing, with investigators trying to figure out what part that juvenile played in all the events. Deputies stopping a car without a valid inspection sticker on Niagara Falls Boulevard in the town of Wheatfield said when they walked up to the car, the driver immediately told them that her driver's license was suspended. She was listed as Carla Martin, who was consequently charged with aggravated unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle. And with not having an inspection, she was arraigned before Wheatfield Town Judge Gary Strankowski and was released on appearance tickets. And deputies said they allowed Martin to park her car in an area lot to be picked up by a driver who had a valid license rather than having her car towed. Word from Niagara County Sheriff Michael Filicetti is that a Grand Island resident, 47-year-old Sabrina Irby, has been arrested following an investigation by the Niagara County Drug Task Force. Irby's been charged with one count of criminal sale of a controlled substance, and authorities said she was held in the county jail pending arraignment on that charge. Accidents reported to Niagara Radio today include a two-vehicle accident that occurred last night on the Telegraph Road at Kelly Avenue in Middleport. Unknown injuries reported there with deputies and Middleport volunteers on the scene. At about 3:30 on Wednesday, deputies responded to a collision on Sunset Drive in the town of Lockport. That was another two-vehicle accident reported with unknown injuries. Wright's Corners volunteers assisted at that scene. And about 6 o'clock on Wednesday, a collision was reported on the Akron Road with reported injuries there. Deputies and volunteers from Wolcottsville and the Rapids Fire Company assisted at that scene. And city firemen were called to rescue some residents stranded in an elevator yesterday at the Roble Towers at 800 Niagara Avenue. Firemen getting used to this type of call there made quick work of that situation, and no injuries were reported. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, when you golf at the Links of Niagara, parking is always free. Hear comprehensive news updated daily here on Niagara Radio on the hour and half hour, or when you enter niagaradio.net in the search bar on Facebook. It's real local news, unbiased, fair, and free on the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.